It's a few stories of Shmuel Shapira. Anyways, Shmuel Shapira said the story here that it's after the old city fell, and it became a Jordan basically. Okay. So Nachum Borstein says, Nachum Borstein, he was there also, he was a young boy. And he said, he was maybe 14 years old. And he said, he still remember that all the people in the city, they gathering in sacks, everything they could just take with them. And waiting at Batei Machaseh, at the edge of the old city where today is close to the parking lot, and waiting for to take them. They didn't know where they're going to be taken to. And that Friday, we all gathered Batei Machaseh. My father, Reb Shmuel, he said, that's what we were told, they were amongst the captured ones. They were captured by the Jordanians. I remember my father came home to take out some things. He knew that he's going, but he didn't know where he's going. He didn't know that he's going to captivity. When he came home, he found there also the Arabs, the religion. They asked him, what is he searching for? And then we understood, when they understood he's the owner of the house, they threw him out of there, and they took whatever they could, these Arabs. There was a special dacha that they had from his grandfather. They took it all. That same day, they burnt all the houses, all the Sefer Torah, they burnt the Arabs, everything, all the shuls, all kinds of writings from Rabbeinu, original writings from Rabbeinu and Rabbi Nathan. They burnt only a little bit of them. They were able to get out and print them forward. And it's a lot more from Rabbeinu that was all burnt.
Which year?
1948. I was the oldest in the house. I had a younger brother who was 12. This is Nachum Borstein. A younger brother was 12. Another brother was 4. Another brother 8. And a sister, she was 12. So the older two older ones, they were in charge of the younger ones. And I helped my mother to pack up whatever we could. We didn't know if they'll take us to the captivity. We hoped that it won't happen. But the rumor said that they're taking us to Nashalim. My mother, she wanted to carry all kinds of things. So I told her, Ima, in Nashalim there's plenty of shmatis. You don't take all the things. You only need food. So we had two baskets of straw, and we filled it up with kemach, olives, flour, rice, avkat beitzim. You know avkat beitzim is? They used to make powder out of eggs, and then they put it with oil, and they get it become like a chavita. So it was ta'im, he says, because I had nothing to eat, of course. He took a few bottles of shemen, oil, and told his mother, I'm not leaving this. This could help us at least for a month. I went outside together with all the women and children, and we stood there until Shal Tzion, from Batei Machaseh until Shal Tzion. You know them, they're all there. Whoever knows. Suddenly, I realized in one of the houses, a British soldier that was wearing a kafia Arabi, and he was with a weapon, with a gun, and I see that he's holding a Sefer Torah. I didn't know what to do. He's holding a Sefer Torah. He held a Sefer Torah.
Is
it
Shapiro?
No, I'm not from Borstein. And I see him putting it on the floor and rolling it back and forth. It's saying that a Jew can't do it. He probably wanted to see how long the parchment is. I couldn't do that. I couldn't see that. Yeah, but he didn't know what to do. He didn't take it. He didn't, you know, couldn't go there and take it. Anyways. After half an hour, okay, now Abdallah Tel, who was the Mefaked of the Arabs, he said after half an hour, we gathered all the weapons of the Jews, we put it on one side, and then we saw those 1,500 Jews, which looked like they're getting up from their graves, they were all like skinny and very hungry, And they were afraid also that they will be killed. There were 35 warriors, you say? Fighters, yeah? 35 fighters. So he was very upset. He says, what? With 35 people, that's so long it took us to take over this place? 35 fighters?
35 Jordanian fighters.
No, 35 Jewish fighters.
35 Haganah fighters?
Yeah. That's all they were. He says, what? I could have got with 6 and took over, but... Yeah, even after he knew that about 100 are laying wounded and 40 were killed, right? He said, I can't. I'm embarrassed to bring only 35 fighters to Jordan to say this is what we fought. So he decided to take also any man between 16 and 50. And then he also took all those older than that that are wounded a little bit. He said, I can't come with only 35 people. It's embarrassing.
Now who's saying this?
The Arab commander. Yeah. His mother, Lachem Moshe, she saw him together with the people who are going towards the captivity, but he was a young boy. She said, no, he's not going. She grabbed him. And this Arab saw it. And he started, he's pulling on the other side. His mother's on the other side pulling him. And then the Arab took his gun and started beating his mother on his arm. She didn't care. She held it. Then he said, then the still savage of a mother. And then came one of the heads and he told the Arabic, one of the Jews said, you don't see his little boy, what do you want from him? So the Arab left him alone. He gave him a big kick. The Arab, which hurt him in his back. And for weeks he couldn't bend over. Anyways, they walked towards Chal Tzion. Yeah, let's just finish here. Yeah, so 9 months. 9 months, basically, they were in captivity. Yeah. So, tomorrow we'll talk about the captivity where they were.